Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.
Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation. I'm the Fote with you for the next hour. So, yeah, I'm going to try to talk as little as possible and play as much ripping hardcore as I can. That was Poison Idea with Plastic Bomb off the Field of Darkness LP. And that's a little request that goes out to my buddy and roommate, Mark, and Maddie probably had something to do with it too. I got a text message at 5 a.m. asking me to play this particular track today on the show. So there you go. I'm opening the show with that. And let's just get right at it and play one of my favorite records right now. This is Glam from Spain. This is off their brand new 45 RPM LP. Check it out.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
And that was from a demo tape by a band from Venezuela called Distemper. I got this tape from my buddy Raphael. So cheers, buddy. Thanks for the cassette. It's a really ripping D-beat, hence the name Distemper. Starting off that whole set was from Spain, Glam. I played two songs cause, I got a phone call and, I don't know, didn't have enough time to switch records over, but, that's okay. Cause it's a ripping record. And, the more glam that all you punks out there hear, the better. So, go out and check out that LP. It's on, what label? It is on La Vida Es Un Mus Records. Check it out. 45 RPM, 12-inch record. It totally rules. After that, you heard Escorto Buto off of a bootleg cassette tape, which I found, in the Bay Area. You heard the song Enterrado Vivo. After that, Sudor with a song title that I will not be able to pronounce. But that's off of their LP. And keep a lookout for that band. They're going to be on tour after Chaos and Taos, and they're going to be doing the West Coast, at least coming to Seattle. Hopefully they'll come up to Vancouver, but it would definitely be well worth the trip down to Seattle or Portland to see this Spanish hardcore band. After that, Crimen off of their LP, sweet band from Mexico. And wrapping up that set was Distemper with the song HTM. I think we're going to switch gears here. That was a lot of, Spanish-fronted hardcore there. Let's get a little more into the Scandinavian style right now. This is Sistas Dagas Helvete, and you're listening to CITR. This is Generation Annihilation.
My name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Donna!
Blitzkrieg Nights, indeed. That was the one and only Disable from Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, I'm a little bit biased about this band because I've released records for them, driven them on tour, gone on tour with my own band with them, and I don't know. I got to say, I never really get sick of them. That was a song called Blitzkrieg Nights, and that was off of their cassette tape From Submission to Subversion. They made this for the West Coast tour that they went on in November/December. And that's a track that they're going to use for a four-way split LP with Truncheon's Total War and Aspects of War. So, yeah, look out for that record. It should come out hopefully around March sometime if Aspects of War get their crap together and do their artwork and actually record and everything. But yeah, that's enough ranting. We started that set off. It was kind of a long one. We started off with Sista Daggers Helvete off of their repress LP. Yeah, which I think is out of print, so keep a lookout for that. I'm not sure. I might have actually played them a couple of weeks ago too, but you can never get enough Sista Daggers Helvete or any kind of early 80s Norwegian hardcore, really. After that, you heard a Canadian band called Proxy. They're from Montreal, Quebec. That's off their demo tape. You heard the song Wasted Days. After that, Herodotus off of new 7-inch. Well, it's a post-Thomas 7-inch. The band broke up. But yeah, luckily they released this probably like 5 or 6 song 7-inch. So yeah, that gives us something more to listen to. And if you've ever listened to me host this show before, you know I'm a big Herodotus fan, and it's good that I can play something other than the other 7-inch and the 12-inch that they put out. After that, Inferno, because I can't get enough of that Swedish hardcore. Off the album Wartard, you heard the song Gamdregel. After that, a local band, Systematic, off of their brand new LP on Deranged Records, you heard the song Expire. And wrapping it up was Disable with Blitzkrieg Nights. Just going to announce a few upcoming punk shows. Yeah, some exciting stuff is happening in Vancouver these days. Tonight is a fundraiser for a DIY space that will be opening up. There's actually a couple DIY spaces opening up. This is one that's going to be opening up on Hastings. So yeah, it's awesome. The more show spaces, the better. So come and support it. Tonight is Hairy Legs, possibly their last show. The Proteins, Jelly Boys, and some band called Bum Flap. I can only imagine what that band sounds like. And that is at the Chateau Noir, I think. Not sure. It's either at the Chateau or next door to the Chateau, if you know where that is. Lakewood in First Avenue. The show is $5, and there's going to be a record raffle. And yeah, as I said, it's a benefit for a really good cause, a DIY space for you to see punk bands in this town, because there's certainly not really enough. Anyways, after that, speaking of DIY space fundraisers, for the other one that's going to be opening kind of close to Long McQuaid there, February 15th at Funky's, there's a benefit for it. And Aaron Brown's own band, All Out Panic, is going to be playing, as well as Drunk Tank, Fight United, and The Strugglers. And it's also a East Van art show. There's I'm imagining a bunch of art from local artists hanging all over Funky Winkerbeans. So go check that out, February 15th. There's another benefit for that same space on February 23rd at the Astoria. This one should be a ripper. A bunch of bands who would probably never play together, playing together, which is awesome. We got Hagatha, Spectres, Radioactive Vomit, Flagpolers, and Scrailing. And that's going to be $10 to $15 donation, whatever. Yeah, and all the proceeds go to making this hardcore punk rock venue actually happen and get off the ground. And yeah, it will happen. It will be opening on March, or in March. They'll start doing shows maybe once a month or something. Test the waters, and boom, a new all-ages show space in Vancouver. Also, March 1st, we have from Seattle, the mighty Iron Lung, coming back. And this time they're going to be playing with Column of Heaven from Toronto and locals Osk, Cooked and Eaten, and Cosmar. So, yeah, if you're in a powerfully violent hardcore punk, then that's the show for you. That's Friday, March 1st at the Zoo Shop. There's a bunch of other shows. March 16th, Folkies from Japan is going to be here with Mundo Muerto and Mauser from Florida and Systematic, who I just played in the last set. And that's going to be at the Zoo Shop. $10. It's going to be great. Mark that on your calendar for sure. Folkies will blow your damn mind. Maybe if I have time today, I'll play some for you so you know what you're in for. Also, don't forget this. This is going to be the show of the year. April 2nd, Doom from the UK is going to be here playing at the Astoria with Rapid Loss, Cosmar, and Expressions of Pain. So, yeah, check it out. Lots of good shows coming up. Not to mention the summer is going to be jam-packed, and who knows what's going to be in store for Distort in September. But I don't want to think about that quite yet. I'm kind of liking just relaxing right now. So yeah, those are the shows, and let's just get back into the hardcore punk. I can't even remember what I was going to play for you. Oh yeah, this is a brand new band from Sweden. I played some Herodotus on the last set, but a couple of the dudes from Herodotus joined this band along with a couple of the dudes from the Mighty Totalitar. This is Institution here on CITR 101.9 FM. If I can get this thing to play. There we go.
Maximum Cavalera Tour, Soulfly with guests Insight and Wadi Kong. February 21st at Venue. Tickets at unionevents.com, Scrape Records, or Ticketmaster.
I see the red sea party from Dover. I see the desert lost with a bomb.
Yeah, Soulfly. They share a drummer with Amoebix. That's why bands should not reunite. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties here. This is Xionos.
I'm Bands, the Battle Meddlers, Teresa's. With guests Firewind and Stolen Babies. Doors at 8 p.m. Tickets available at unionevents.com, ticketmaster.ca, all Ticketmaster locations, and Scrape.
The pouring rain sticks my head to my face.
There was a little bit of technical difficulties going on in that set, but you know, that's college radio for you, so go screw yourself. That was the Mighty Kuro with the song called Human Clash, and that was off of the kind of a comp reissue kind of thing. It's been bootlegged a billion times, but I think this is actually legit. Doesn't really say any label information though, so for all I know, it could be another bootleg. But anyways, Kuro, that was off the Who the Helpless 8-inch, which came out like in the early 80s at some point. Classic Japanese hardcore. Starting off that set was Institution with song Domin Arsat, and as I mentioned before, that's members of Totalitar, Inferno, and Herodis, and damn, I hope they come to North America at some point. That'd be pretty awesome to see. After that, Chloroform from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Ottawa, Ontario. I mix up all those East Coast Canadian cities. So, yeah, Chloroform. That's a couple, one or two members from that band, Azeel. You heard the song Clouded Head. That's off their demo. After that, Xyanos from Japan with Irritation or Anger, and that's off the Isolation 7-inch, which came out on Distort Reality Records a few months ago, I think, in time for their East Coast tour and playing Varning Fest. Fokies was in there from Japan, who, as I mentioned earlier, are playing March 16th at the Zoo Shop off of the EP Hell Chaos Night. They're a Finnish hardcore worshiping Japanese band, which Japan has a few of them, and they always seem to pull it off, more so than North American bands that try to sound Finnish. And Kuro rounding off the set. I have about 8 minutes left, so I guess I should just keep music pumping. I tried to play All Out Panic on the show, too, or in that last set. That's why the technical difficulties was happening. And I don't know. I can't figure out the computer, so I apologize to Aaron Brown and Trevor. But you can see them live at Funky Winker Beans on February 15th for the benefit for the awesome DIY space. I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to play a band that I hope will never reunite, because it really bums me out when certain bands do that. And Henry Rollins, you can say what you want about him, but hopefully he won't join any stupid Black Flag reunion crap. That really bums me out a lot. So let's go back before Rollins was in Black Flag and play a little bit of SOA. This song is called Up in Smoke, and if this band ever reunites, I'm probably going to shoot myself. Here we go.
friends, they laugh at you, but don't get mad, cause they're gonna do. Even bills to those rules, who's gonna wind up dead? You, from that goat, from that joke, who's gonna wind up dead? You.
Okay, on that note, I'm out of here. That was Infest with Sick Fucking O off of the Slave LP. Before that, Iron Lung, with song Diagnosis. Come see Iron Lung March 1st at the Zoo Shop with a bunch of bands who you probably don't care about. And SOA started that whole set off with Up in Smoke. And I went into the second song on that 7-inch Draw Blank because the songs are so short and so good. If you're an old man that used to be in a punk band, please don't reunite or you'll bum me out. And that's the lesson of the day. Speaking of old men, here is... Here is Tragedy with their new LP. I'm out of here. You probably won't hear the whole song because Power Chord is next. Okay, see you next time on CITR. Bye.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special 2 plums for 1.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda. also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.